Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, ducks in a row. Ducks in a row. 49ers have their ducks in a row.
Yay!
A week before the Jets game, right? That's what Evan said.
Less than a week, and Guru calls that. Nobody asked. Donnie, love you. Missed you. Their house is in order now.
Oh.
Yep. Vacuumed, did the mocked.
Boy, I was worried there for a minute. It didn't look like the season was going to start the way everybody wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah, good to see Trent Williams decided to be a team player.
Yeah. I am waiting for the chicken elements of this so we can see how much
you
got. It'll be a lot. But be happy. Don't worry. Be happy, Bobby McFerrin.
I'm not going to let another guy's paycheck make me happy or unhappy.
But you were kind of like, you didn't like how he was handling this business.
I still didn't.
He got paid, though.
Of course he did.
Pay me. How you been? I missed you. I really did. I miss you and Evan.
What are you talking? I saw you Friday.
It was Tuesday. And I had to leave a little early.
I guess. Yeah. All right. I haven't seen you since Ricky Pearsall. Jeez.
Go ahead. You get it out.
I don't have anything to get out. It's scary.
Yeah, it is scary, and I'm glad you brought that up. Thoughts and prayers to Ricky Pearsall and his family. But Ricky, the Lord loves you, Stani, because from all accounts, he got shot at point blank range and survived. The bullet did not hit a vital organ. And I don't have to tell you, living in the Bay Area, just in the United States, how that could have went. But Stani, think about it. He was out of the hospital the next day. And I don't want to make this political because I got off of Twitter because, you know, the conversation will never end. The bottom line is a robbery happened. He was shot and he was blessed to the umpteenth power, Stani. And I don't know when he's coming back. I don't even care. Ricky Pearsall is the Super Bowl winner of life, my friend. How about that?
All right.
Okay.
That works.
I'm in a mood, man. I feel like I know him. Like how blessed he is to have, you know, he could have been paralyzed, Stani.
Yeah. We're going to have, at noon, we're going to have Sal Castaneda of KTVU News on.
Good call.
Give us some insight as to what happened on Saturday between Ricky Pearsall and a 17-year-old from Tracy.
Yeah.
And see if he can shed some details onto the situation. But it's been a big weekend for the 49ers. I mean, Brandon Ayuk signs, Pearsall, obviously the news surrounding him, and then Trent Williams is in the Bay Area now getting ready to sign his contract, redo, if you will. And the 49ers looks like they are going to be whole for this game against the Jets, of course, minus Pearsall, but Christian McCaffrey's practicing. So the bottom line is, it looks like maybe they're going to, we'll see, be able to put this training camp behind them, Goof.
Yeah, and something else that transpired Saturday that I like, Stoney, that the Niners got to bond. They had a party, I believe, at Kyle's house. The rapper Rick Ross was in town to do that. And what I loved about seeing the pictures and the camaraderie is, you know, hey, I told you I thought Trent would be back yesterday or today, right before, you know, Jet Week practice kicks off. And that's what happened. But, Stoney, I'm thinking about what was talked about. Maybe they didn't even talk about football, but, you know, I'm a sports romantic. I just think about the Niners. Since 2019, four visits to the NFC Championship games, two Super Bowls. They're on the cusp, and it's just about can they get over the hump as a collective.
My question to 49er fans today is how would you describe the 49ers, either off season or their training camp, and do you think it's going to impact the season in any way, positive or negative? Is it a positive? Could it be a positive that Trent Williams will be fresh by week one or for week one, let's say? The Brandon Ayuk contract signing, obviously that lingered into last week. Is it all behind the 49ers right now? Do you like the way the organization handled it? Do you like the way the players handled it? They have a game in 6 days. Does it feel like they're ready to go? Or do you feel like there's still a lot to prove after this training camp that was obviously, some people said it was filled with drama. Would you consider what happened over the last month or so drama? Or is it just typical training camp that the San Francisco 49ers had to get through and now it's time for the regular season?
Man, that's a great question, Stoney. I'll just talk about start with Brandon Ayuk. That was drama. Anytime there are reports of a trade – and the football world to stop or on edge, 49er fans wanting to know if number 11 is going to catch passes from Brock Purdy in the 2024 season, that's drama. So they got it fixed. They got it rectified. And I'll tell you this, you asked me, I don't like from a physical, I guess I'm conditioning standpoint, and this is just me projecting because I don't know what the status is of Ayuk and Trent Williams. But Stoney, as long as I've been watching the NFL, I do think camp, OTAs, that matters. So just from those two guys, from that vantage point, I'm wondering and I'm curious to see, are they going to have a Debo slash Bosa type season to where when we get down the road and it's apparent to the naked eye, Bosa can say, you know what, I wasn't myself. I didn't get off to the best start. So that's why I'm wondering if Trent can just come in here and throw grown-ass men around with no training camp, I wouldn't be shocked. He's an OG. But Brandon Ayuk, Donnie, you know, I know you laugh when I bring this up, but the soft tissue stuff and CeeDee Lamb and all the other guys that have held out got to deal with that. But I can't wait. Look, college football, it's incredible, but you're not the NFL. And, Stoney, I can taste Monday night as we'll be at the Hilton for that. That's a showdown. Could be the best. I got the Jets. I know we got Baldy sound of what he thinks the Jets are going to do this season. But I told you, I think the Jets, healthy, are going to be a factor. And what a great test for the Niners on Monday night.
Well, let's not forget, and I'm going to ask for help from Evan here. What did Guru and one of – I mean, I know that he said the Giants were going to make – we're going to win a playoff series. Was it last week that he said the Jets and the Chargers in the AFC Championship? Remember, Jets and Chiefs.
And my Giant pick, bud, is not over. Don't grab me.
I think
he
said Chargers and the.
No, please.
Evan.
I'm sorry, Evan, but no. Nah.
Get in the game,
I
Evan.
Love
Let's
Jim
go.
Harbaugh. Come on now. And get that Giant game. Pick is not over. Six and a half back.
Okay.
Attendance is up.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're more giddy about the Giants than Guru is.
It's incredible.
Somebody explain that to me.
Well, the fans have showed up and showed out. How about that?
That's
they're the MVP.
They showed out.
Yeah, those they're Giants the MVP.
Fans. Oh, yeah.
Well, 6.5 back.
It's September, bro.
But I will not say my saying.
Why not?
I don't feel it. The baseball's not there.
Oh.
The math is.
888-957-9570 is the number. And, there's some.
Yeah, I saw the.
What
whoa.
The hell?
Yeah, you wish.
What is going on?
Yeah. Snitches get stitches, Donnie.
I'm just looking at the clock. It says 12:41. It's not going to be 12:41. You're going to have to tell me what the time is.
Well, I usually tell you to break, and then sometimes you do it.
Well, I do it most of the time, but do the powers that be know that the clock's wrong?
I'll talk to Tim Jordan.
There you go.
Thank you. How would you describe the 49ers offseason, and will it impact this year? And we could also, I saw the Athletic today, and they had some fun over-unders with the San Francisco 49ers in terms of some stats and whatnot, things like that. But we can have some fun with that. But, you know, the 49ers, Trent Williams, check. Brandon Ayuk, check. Ricky Pearsall may not play, but he's not going to play for the first four games. Right. But, you know, the 49ers survive a scare there.
Man.
And now there's a game in 6 days. And how are we feeling, 49er fans? After a tumultuous offseason, after a tricky training camp, what are you feeling about this team right now? And the one question I saw this the other day, too. Or not the other day. I saw this earlier today. And if this is...
Give it to me.
I mean, this to me is the best news in terms of how you feel about your team. So the Athletic had a bunch of NFL preview stuff this weekend, and one was every team's biggest concern. Every NFL team, they had 32 teams, and they listed each team's biggest concern. You know how you know the Niners are good? You know what their biggest concern was listed as?
Run D.
Center.
Well,
center.
But they had to expend. No run center. Defense or none of that, huh?
Center. Mm. Worried about Brendel or Burford or whoever hikes the ball. Feliciano when he gets healthy.
Well, when you go
center.
When you go to the Super Bowl or NFC Championship four straight times, Donnie, since 2019, you think, you know, that list would be kind of bare.
Yeah. 888.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks... What happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
957-9570 is the number. And the San Francisco, it's football season.
2 days away.
Yeah, 2 days. The Ravens play the Chiefs.
And then the Eagles, who do they got Friday standing in Brazil? And they're telling the players, don't even leave the Packers. Thank you, Spadoni. Don't even leave the hotel.
Why?
Because of crime.
Why would you play the game there?
Then? My whole thing. I don't understand. Like,
what,
damn.
What city are we talking about in Brazil?
Brasilia?
Sao Paulo?
Keep going. It's one of them. Bastani.
What's the other one?
You got players coming out from the Eagles, like, they're a little nervous.
Yeah, I guess. That's the price. Sao Paulo. That's where it's at, apparently. So the 49ers.
I'm sick of crime.
Well, then why don't you go to Finland then?
Well, I was thinking more like Ireland.
Or Norway.
Yeah.
Go to Norway. No guns in Norway. Yeah, Ricky Pearsall.
God, that was. Where were you when you got the news? Saturday. I was.
3:30.
Yes, Spadoni alerted us on the thread, and I was like, "Yeah, this is not true." Spadoni.
Yeah, I was at a buddy's house. Yeah. I was at a buddy's house.
You didn't answer your own question about the offseason. I'm curious to see what you thought for the Niners.
Yeah,
the one you threw out to the fans.
Yeah, I think. I think in some way they're going to have to deal with the last month or so and what's been happening. I don't know how specifically it's going to turn out. But I think right now, obviously, you look at the team, and okay, Pearsall's not going to start the year. He's going to miss the first four games. So that's, you know, I'm going to view that as an injury,
okay,
essentially. And
a blessing.
He's a rookie.
Yeah.
And so I don't think he was expected to come out of the gates early. Trent Williams, obviously, I think more so than Ayuk, I'm going to be watching to see if, you know, he can stay healthy early in the year. And, I mean, that's, to me, the only thing that could be a real issue with this team is if either Ayuk or Trent Williams gets hurt, then I think stuff starts to resurface. But as long as they play the first, I don't know, two or three games and look pretty good and feel like they're building on something, then I think
all systems go.
Yeah, it should be fine. But, you know, though I do think those two players put themselves in a position where they're going to be scrutinized a little more than the other players. And if Trent Williams has some slippage or if Brandon Ayuk gets off to a slow start, yeah, they're probably going to hear it a little bit. And so should the 49ers because they allowed it to go as long as it did.
Yeah, but they got it done. And like I said, Saturday night, Stani, that was a team bonding moment. I know Trent wasn't there, but the bottom line is they got news that they're Ricky Pearsall, you know, avoid major injuries or whatnot, and was in critical condition, stable condition, that is. So to me, Stani, I feel like they're playing for him, and every team's got something, but I just feel like Ricky, in a crazy way, will bring them together. Not that they needed to be, but all that other stuff, the holdouts, the, you know, animosity per se, if there's any. I think what happened Saturday with the rookies, Donnie, kind of just puts things in perspective. The Niners are whole, and now you go out and try to kick the Jets' ass.
What about this from the YouTube chat? Is there any of concern about this? The offseason proved that the players know it's get your money time. They don't care about championships right now. I mean, I don't know if I could say that.
That's kind of
unfair.
We're
only talking about three guys, but I mean, I think you could make the case for Trent Williams and McCaffrey and Ayuk. Yeah, it was their time. They wanted to get paid, and they got paid.
And some may not in the future, but you can't worry about that right now. And Stani, none of those three, they missed. McCaffrey didn't. Nobody missed a game. There hadn't been games played. There had been practice, and that's the question. Will there be rust or whatnot? But I expect them to be the best version of themselves And we'll be able to watch. Donnie, we know what we're watching. If there's some ramp-up time and Ayuk might be winded or whatnot, or Trent Williams, because I know every Niner fan and football fan in the world. I just had another fantasy draft yesterday. I had the number one pick. Man. I took McCaffrey's, Donnie. Man. But I say that to say Trent Williams does everything.
Well, opens actually, he doesn't
for McCaffrey,
run the ball.
And then he protects the blind side for Brock Purdy in a year that is going to go a long way in regard to how much chicken he gets.
Are there any 49er fans out there that are concerned about what happened this offseason and how it could impact the year? I'm interested to know if you're a 49er fan. And I look back at when I had favorite teams, and if something like this happened, the minute it was over, I always hoped it was over. And now they're whole and they can go into the regular season. But I'm also interested to wonder if fans out there look at how this season started and think, you know what? It's a sign that we've already got to kind of turn this thing around.
Mm.
You got Trent Williams, no training camp. And to me, you know, people try to make that a good thing. Oh, that's a good thing. Why? Well, because, you know, he's a veteran player. He doesn't need training camp. Now he'll be fresher and he'll be ready to go. Oh, okay. I mean, that's one way to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
I think the other way to look at it is he's 36 years old. He missed training camp. Now he's got a game on Monday night. And let's be careful here because you can't afford to lose him. So...
You know what? Just hearing you talk.
I'm just wondering what 49er fans think. Do you believe in things bleeding over into the regular season, or is the slate wiped clean and here it is, game one, let's go?
You know what? Just hearing you talk like that has me thinking about the Warrior comp and discussion we had when we did know that Dre and Clay felt some type of way about Wiggins and Poole getting their money. We never knew that the next season, Stoney, but I'll say this. I thought that team maxed out, lost to the Lakers in six games. So never once was it about Dre or Clay feeling some type of way about, you know, them not getting paid and others, if that's a real thing.
Yeah. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. And Peter Schrager of Good Morning Football, It's Football, was talking about Kyle Shanahan. And tell me if you agree with what he's saying here, Goo.
Okay.
I look at this past weekend and Kyle Shanahan, they had a little party with Brandon Ayuk, with Deebo Samuel, with Rick Ross, the boss, and this is what Kyle wore to the party.
Oh, my word.
Wow.
Now, I have been texting with sources. It was actually a great Gatsby theme.
Is your source wearing number 17 in that picture?
It might have been Rick Ross, the boss. It was a great Gatsby theme.
That's Scott Fitzgerald.
And I think, you know, a guy who's got so much riding on this season as the head coach of the 49ers with contracts, everyone wants to, Purdy's got to get paid at some point. We've got to pay, you know, Talanoa Hufanga has to get paid. All you got, Kyle's coming in there, and he's grown the hair out.
Mm-hmm.
He bookended his summer with the McCaffrey wedding, where he was wilding out, and this amazing great Gatsby. This is me saying, hey, I've got the swag. My team's got the swag. You guys can poke holes in us all summer long. We good.
Mm.
In fact, we Gucci.
Hey, Gucci.
I think Kyle Shanahan's got the most riding on this season. I also feel like he has no doubts that his team is ready to go. I'm going to say the head coach of the defending NFC champions, Kyle Shanahan's got the most on his shoulders, and he's got some hair rocking on it, too. He's growing out that hair, and I respect it, and he was rocking it like Gatsby on Friday night.
That's television, Stoney. NFL Network. Everybody trying to be cool. Good God. You're trying too hard. But how can you have pressure, Stoney? Listen, I took an L on Andy Reid.
He never used the word pressure.
But he said the most.
He said the most riding on his shoulders.
But that, to me, tell me if I'm wrong, that equates to pressure. Like his job is secure, is all outdoors.
Exactly. So why? I don't know. I don't think he's under pressure.
I just know he wants to win and be in a class, you know, like his dad, and that's eluded him. But pressure is when what Mike McCarthy's facing in Dallas, Donnie, with no contract. And if you don't win, you're probably gone. Shanahan has all the job security in the world. I didn't get that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. Obviously, he's got a ton of job security, and he's had a great run the last 5 years. There's no doubt about it. But the question is, what does him being under pressure even mean? If you think Kyle Shanahan's under pressure, what does that mean? I mean, I get he's under pressure because he's got one of the best teams in football again, but I mean, I don't really see how that translates. And when you say, oh, a lot of pressure on Kyle Shanahan this year, like, what does that mean? I don't know what it means if his job's safe and sound.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.